So as always, just begin by being present in the body, present to your breath. If your body's struggling at all, just gently rest in your body. Using minimum effort, just relaxing into just being here. Just letting yourself explore the shape of your body. And we're going to begin this meditation by inviting us to step into the body of light. And I'm going to use a different manner of summoning the sanctuary, sanctum sanctorum, into being. But I'm just going to talk to you just step by step through it. But so just begin by being aware of your body. Relaxing into the inner. Being aware of your breath, being aware of your body's shape. Being aware of your body's connection with this interconnected universe. Extending both in time and in space. And then just listening to this phrase. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still as I immerse myself within the living waters and emerging them from, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the body of prayer and blessing. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still as I immerse myself within the living waters and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the body of prayer and blessing. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still as I immerse myself within the living waters and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the body of prayer and blessing. From within you and around you, feel the shape of your body of light emerging as a robed and hooded figure. Feel within you the qualities of the body of light, the clarity of wisdom, the creativity of power, and the kindness and compassion of love. Allowing this shape yourself as the hooded one, the vehicle of power, love, and wisdom, the vehicle of light and prayer and blessing. Imagine yourself for a moment stepping forward, standing in front of yourself. Feel your feet upon the ground. Feel the air around you. Feel your spine and body extending in space as you occupy the body of light. As you feel held and surrounded by that inner body, this vehicle of the imagination, it seems to you that you are growing larger. As your body extends, as you have a sense of becoming the middle pillar of the universe. So as you stand, your feet are in the earth, the moon is in your pelvis, the sun is in your heart, the stars are in your head. Feel yourself as the fulcrum, the conjunction point of the universe. And in this body of light, we will perform the Kabbalistic cross above the sphere of the stars. There is the great stillness. Stillness of the unmanifest that can be sensed but not described, that can be hinted at but not shown. It has the qualities of being like limitless light, Ein Sof Aur, of being limitless, Ein Sof, of being no thing, Ein. So it is as if we reach our imaginal arm upwards, up into the unmanifest. And as we say Ate, we are aware of the silence of the unmanifest and the sense of the negative image of the cube and the sphere, and the negative image of four empty thrones. And then we say, bringing our imaginal hand down the body, down through the universe, we say Malchut, the pillar of light descends from the unmanifest through the sphere of the stars, through the mysterious sphere of Da'at, through the sun and the moon into the earth. And at the same time, four vortices, spinning cones of yellow light, of red light, of blue light, of deep green light, descend with us, bringing the form of the Sanctum Sanctorum into existence. This form shaped out of the substance of the four great angels, the yellow archangel Raphael, the red archangel Michael, the blue archangel Gabriel, the green archangel Uriel. And the sanctum is as large as the universe, and we are as large as the universe, and the angels are as large as the universe. And in the presence of the angels, in the presence of the healing light, we balance the worlds. We balance Gevurah and Gedula, the clarity and the compassion, saying, Vegebura, Vegedula. Feeling the great balance of the universe, the scales of the universe adjusting, establishing the horizontal polarity, even as we have established the vertical polarity. We witness the great angels, Michael standing, holding the fiery yod, Gabriel standing, holding the hay that is silver blue, Raphael holding the mercurial, swiftly moving vav, Oriel holding the deep iron green of the hay final. And above us the letter Shin blazes. This is the Ruach Elohim, this is the triple flame of the unmanifest, manifesting through Keter, shining through all of the universe. We bring our hands together in the gesture of prayer, the gesture of centering, the gesture of Tiferet, and speak into the whole universe. Leolam Amen. We stand in the center, at the altar of the universe, in the sanctum sanctorum that is the universe. We are the middle pillar. We are the point of reconciling. We are the conjunction point. We feel the balance of the opposites, the fiery energy of Gevurah that holds, that yet holds and contains, the fluidity, expansiveness of Gedulah. We hold the will, the intention to bring expansion and balance, colloquy and combination and conversation. We hold the universe and its opposites to the perfect balance point, letting that balance radiate out into all places and all times and all situations. And then we feel the meditation condensing, folding inwards, without diminution, without dilution. The infinite folds in to the finite. So we find ourselves standing in our sanctum sanctorum at the altar, being aware of the Shin above us, being aware of the holy living creatures on the four sides of us and the angels behind them, being aware of the mirrored marbled floor and the staircase into the deep. We stand in the midst of our sanctum, knowing the sanctum to be our sanctum, knowing it to be the universal sanctum. Discovering it to be the mirror of the divine. In whichever direction we look, we will see. Feeling the presences of the four great angels and the Shin overlapping, coming together, joining in us, as we unite the letters of the name. And as we chant the healing name, we are healed and we heal. Yod Hei Shin Vav Hei Yod Hei chin. Vav hei. Stand at your altar, contemplating your sanctuary that is both yours and is the universal sanctuary. Feel its nature respond to your nature. Feel the universal pattern of the sanctuary adapting to become yours, based firmly on the living name and the angels, but adapting to your needs, your shape, your nature, letting the sanctuary become yours. Notice how your sanctuary responds to your presence. Bless it and be blessed by it. Feel the divine pressure, the divine light that always fills the sanctuary, touching you and blessing you in all your ways, in all your motions, at all your levels. Receive the light. Now letting the images fade, taking the heart of the sanctuary into you. It dissolves into you, you dissolve into it, as you hear these words. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true form. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true form. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true form. Allowing your senses to bring you back into the room that you're physically sitting in, opening your senses, receiving the room, and when you're ready, opening your eyes. So just now I'm going to put you into three breakout rooms just to talk about your experience for about 1/4 an hour, then I'll be bringing you back.